This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold Game Day on The Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. Coming up in about 35 minutes, we will talk more Commanders-Eagles with Elliot Shore Parks. He covers the Eagles for WIP in Philly. By my terrible math, we are roughly 12 hours from kick. I think the games usually kick around 8:20 on Thursday nights. Hopefully this is a good Thursday night game. There have been a lot of dud Thursday night games in the past few years. I think tonight's going to be a good one. I think you're going to see a lot of points. Hopefully a lot of up and down action between the two teams. A lot of scoring. Hopefully Jaden gets out of that rushing funk from the last game when the Steelers had him contained. He didn't have very many attempts, 3 for 5 yards.
I think he will.
Hopefully he gets around the corner, gets some big gainers, keeps the chains moving for the Commanders, able to keep pace with a high-powered Philly offense.
Tomorrow's going to be interesting. If they win, everybody's going to be ecstatic, tie back in first place. Mm-hmm. If they get pounded.
And they're not going to get pounded.
It's possible. It'll be a freakout Friday.
I don't think they're going to get pounded. They might lose. I don't think they're going to just get embarrassed. I think those days are done.
Oh, I mean, they went toe-to-toe with the Steelers within 1 point of them. I don't see them getting embarrassed and outclassed by the Eagles, no matter how hot the Eagles have been.
I mean, I'm sure, listen, Philly could score a bunch of points, but so can we.
I tend to agree.
Right. So, I don't think they're just going to shut down our offense completely. I mean, they might hold us to 17 or something.
I mean, let's remember, at the beginning of this five-game win streak for the Eagles, they squeaked in a 4-point win over the lowly Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's not act like this team is unbeatable.
Well, that's what I got out of Baldy. He talked about all the games that they squeaked.
Right.
I mean, there was two or three of them. Now, I could say the same maybe about Washington.
They've had exactly one legitimate opponent in the last five.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's going to make it 2 out of their last 6.
Right.
Because this is the biggest test they're going to face since they took on the Bengals a few weeks ago. A team that can actually push back and score against them, unlike a team like the Giants, who I believe managed just 3 points against the Eagles, and the terrible Jaguars.
Okay, but the last 4 wins for the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Browns, Bears on a Hail Mary, Giants, and who am I missing? Cardinals. All right. The Cardinals is looking back.
The Cardinals are 6-4. They've won 4 straight. That's a legit win.
And
the Commanders throttled them.
I like the Bengals win. I don't care what their record is. I like the Bengals win just based on their talent.
That was a really good win on the road, relatively early in the season.
Look, I think this is going to be often like, you know, anytime you play a tough opponent, I always have kind of the same thought: can a defense force punts?
Right.
Can we get them off the field? If can we get can, them in, I think we'll be fine.
Can you get them in third and longs, or is it going to be all night like third and twos, third and threes, third and ones? Like, if you see that all night, that's going to be real trouble for this defense.
And I'd like to see us get off to a little bit better start than we did last week. you know, last week it was kind of a struggle at first.
Started with a three and out offensively.
Yeah, and I just wasn't used to seeing that.
He missed. I thought, I think it was Oz was wide open on a crosser, and he just missed him, just led him too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was off on a few throws. But I do think he got really screwed on with drops. And we'll see. I think they tightened up their protection schemes as a second half.
Do you like Zach Ertz being named one of the captains in his revenge slash return game to the Philadelphia Eagles?
I don't put that much stock in it. I don't think it matters too much.
I put way too much stock into revenge game narratives, returning to play your former team.
Being a captain in the NFL, I don't think it's that meaningful.
It's probably not that big of a deal.
It's not meaningful, really. Like for coaching kids, they all want to be captains and get out there and do the coin flip and that sort of thing. They'll fight for that.
No, what's the number on a Zach Ertz tutty in his return to Philly? It's got to be a big number. It's got to be a tasty one.
On FanDuel,
he hasn't really done much.
+320
+320 Yeah, that might be worth a sprinkle of $10 or $15.
You want to really get paid?
Yes.
+1800 John Bates.
Well, that's just
all right. What about Sinnott?
Legitimately lighting your money on fire?
Sinnott. He's got three catches this year.
Hey, you're looking for a lotto ticket.
Sinnott should be +1 trillion.
He's +2,000.
Hold on. What are you trying to buy? You have something in your crosshairs that you're trying to buy.
No, I'm just.
Yes, you do, because you're trying to hit a lotto ticket.
No,
You want De'Ami Brown, Zach Ertz, TDs.
I'm just looking. The other ones are not.
No, Zach Ertz seems like a layup compared to some of those other things I'm hearing.
Hold on. How many touchdowns does Sinnott have? One or two? Remember, he had like one for one at one point.
He can't have more than one.
He had like one catch, one touchdown.
Yeah, he has one from Mariota.
Yeah. There's no way he has more than one.
Yeah. I mean, he has three catches for 18 yards this season.
All right. I'm just saying.
You're trying to increase your slush fund.
Slush fund needs to be refilled for sure.
It's early. I don't know the right way to say this. Sinnott is the rare early misfire from Adam Peters.
I don't think so. I think he's going to be a stud.
I hope so. Maybe he's just serving.
They've targeted him like five times.
Here's what I'm chalking it up as. He's serving an apprenticeship year under Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
He's learning the ropes.
No. And then I've lost no faith in him. I think he is a monster.
He's been targeted three times.
I've lost a little bit of faith.
A monster?
I think he's going to be really good.
Basically, everything else Adam Peters has waved his magic wand at has worked and has hit. Sinnott hasn't hit.
Sinnott's just biding his time.
But also, if he was better, he'd be out targeting Zach Ertz and he would be out playing Zach Ertz.
Maybe, but I don't think that was ever the plan.
Maybe not. Maybe this is
right. This is redshirt year. His apprenticeship.
Which is fine, but next year, my crosshairs are on you, Ben Sinnott. Mm. Just know that.
I think he's going to be good.
Next year,
I like him.
I better see. What's the number? What's the magic number?
45.
All right, I got another one for you.
That's way too high.
I got another one for
28
you.
28 and a half catches. I need to see more than 28
This one's
half.
More realistic.
In year two.
Second round pick, can't see the field.
I'm starting to target him.
Do you think he's a bust? I don't think he's a bust. I mean, he's done nothing, but I like the skill set. I think he's going to be good. Luke McCaffrey, +850.
I'm on to him.
What do you mean you're on to me?
You just spent a boatload of money on golf apparel.
A driver.
On a driver, which was in your slush fund.
Correct.
And now you're trying to hit a lotto ticket to replenish the slush fund.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like it. I don't mind. Yeah.
But I don't think that's outrageous.
I'm just saying, don't disguise it.
I'm not disguising it. I'm not. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by long shots that I think I could hit.
Who's the longest shot listed for the Commanders to score today?
It's gotta be Sinnott.
Sinnott's the guy.
Yeah. You liked my De'Ami Brown. Then you didn't like my other ones.
I never said I had one
last week.
Hey, how much does an anytime touchdown parlay pay between Ertz? De'Ami Brown and Luke McCaffrey.
No, I can't do that. All three of them. Pick two. All right, you want
to
do?
I'm listening to you. You're the guru.
I'm not the guru.
And you have the vibes.
My initial vibe was on De'Ami. All right, let me see. I'll put De'Ami, Sinnott.
Just do two.
How much does that pay?
That number's gonna be long enough as it is.
How much does $10 pay on that?
Let me see.
Hold on.
Oh, What? Oh, I got to put it in the same game parlay?
Sure.
Plus, is this right, Cakes? Plus 16,599?
Sounds about right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Dude, let's do that.
All right. What does $10 pay for that? You realize I have to do it because I'll be kicking myself.
Pay 1600. A Diami Sinnott touch.
Put it in. Because if it hits, I'm going to have so much FOMO.
Oh, you're on the worst case of FOMO in the history of the world.
All right, let me add Luke.
Sure, why not?
Let's add Luke. $10 pays 8,600. Dude. Hold on.
FanDuel just making money.
What if
money?
I put 100 on it? 86,000.
The FanDuel algorithm is laughing at this bet that's getting placed.
I'm
going
to put one commercial read on it.
This is the only bet that FanDuel is seeing with that combination of players in it. Guaranteed. Man. It might spit the bet out. It doesn't even know what to do with it. Doesn't know how it's processed.
You might break FanDuel.
They might ban me like Dana White banned from all the casinos in Vegas playing blackjack.
Oh, is he on their FUBAR list?
Oh, he gets banned from
$2 million.
Well, I mean, if you're the casino, don't you want him coming in and betting $2 million?
Yeah, but over time. No, his dream is to play $1 million a hand.
Something like that.
But he doesn't. But I think he beat the Palms for like $9 million.
Is the Palm still a thing?
Yeah.
They're still in operation?
They just banned him. I think MGM has banned him.
Okay.
He's got a bunch that he's been banned.
Huh.
How about a Diami Brown, Ben Sinnott, Luke McCaffrey, and Jerry McNichols?
They're going to score four. All four of those guys are going to score?
Let me see.
Is Jeremy McNichols even going to be active with B-Rob? He might not be active.
Oh, I don't even get. You don't even. I guess it tops out at 86,000. I guess they don't give me any more.
These are the maximum odds you're allowed.
Yeah, I guess
they have to have a cap somewhere.
I guess they cap at some point.
Yeah.
So Cakes during the break joked when we were wondering whether Nick Dowd, who's scheduled to join us, would join us this segment. He took a big hit yesterday.
I mean,
he left the game in the second period.
Like, he took a serious hit to the head.
He came back later in the game.
Yeah, but he was bloody. He had to leave the ice. Like, it was. It looked potentially serious, but he was back. But I mean, you take a shot to the head like that, it's a good chance you sleep through your call to the junks.
Dude, I watched the replay of their overtime goal, and Ovi literally missed a goal right before it by an inch.
Yeah,
he tried to go between the wickets.
The overtime goal.
Yes, he tried to go between the dude's legs. Did you see the clip?
I did.
He literally
not.
Just hit in between the pads. Like how? How often do they actually target between the legs? Is that
a five hole?
The five hole. How often?
I think it's pretty common.
It's fairly common.
Pretty common target.
So,
yeah.
The goalie came out, took away his angle, so I guess that's all he had.
Yeah.
He tried to go between
his legs.
Trying
to keep it nice and low.
There was definitely a big hole there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he just barely missed. And then, like as JP pointed out, because they're playing 3-on-3, they had a breakaway, and that was it.
Right.
Game over.
Yep.
And Carbs was lit.
Carbs was. Not a happy camper.
Well, because they scored the last three goals of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Carp said the last half hour of the game was basically an embarrassment. He was embarrassed by the effort.
Did Dowd ever respond? Does he want to come on later?
The Caps are trying to get a hold of him still.
Yeah.
It is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. So I wanted to bring this up real quick because it's kind of intriguing. Yesterday I'm driving around and flipping through the stations and I happen to hear a little of Doug Gottlieb's show. And we've talked about Doug Gottlieb because he is doing the bit where he's coaching a team.
Yep.
And he's still doing
Green
his radio
Bay.
Show.
Yep.
So I listened to him for a couple minutes. He was all fired up about this Bronny James deal. So it came out that Bronny James is playing for the G League team, which people expected.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not flying to road games. He's only playing home games. And then Gottlieb, who I think lives out there, just went on this diatribe about, well, when he played in high school, he wasn't even the best player on his team. And he said in the league, there was another team that had four guys. One of them's in the pros, a couple guys playing college. He wasn't as good as any of those guys. And he was just, you know, it is what it is. He's like, they can do whatever they want. They're hooking up his dad, but it's a joke. He's not even, he's in the G League team, but only for half.
Right.
Yeah, and I think he's suiting up for home games for the Lakers, too.
Yeah, he's scored in the NBA a couple times.
No, but
now.
I think even he's going to continue. It's so he's ridiculous. Like doing both.
Bronny's a Nepo.
It's almost like he's a mascot.
Nepo baby.
Yeah.
He's a, this is the way things work when you have a famous father with a lot of clout and power.
I really don't like his dad, but I do feel bad for him, so I kind of root for him.
I used to root heavily against LeBron, but man, I respect the hell out of what he's doing.
Well, so
he's had three straight triple-doubles at this age.
But I'm getting
and you can tell he doesn't get up like he used to.
Yeah,
but he's just so savvy, he's found a way to do it.
I got Barry Bonds vibes. Is there some performance-enhancing?
Something part? Artificial there?
It's not right. You can't be this explosive, this...
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fit and everything at that age. I don't know. It seems crazy to me. We thought Barry Bonds was unreal. We kind of knew, but then when you really found out, it kind of taints it. Right? Think about how dominant Barry was. Once you found out for sure, I mean, you knew when you saw the pictures. It did taint your opinion of him a little bit.
Sure. It added pure strength, which is why he hit the home runs.
Yeah, I mean, it totally made him outlier. A total outlier.
All right, but for LeBron, you can tell he's not as fast. He doesn't jump as high. Now, if he's on something, it can certainly help with recovery and all those things. But
he's on something.
He's just smart, man. He knows how to score. Well, knows how to figure it out. He's
an all-time great. No denying that.
Coming up next, we'll take a look around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks, who covers the Eagles for WIP in Philly, will go behind enemy lines with him as the Commanders prepare to take on the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.